The United States recently released more than 90 people captured in the war on terrorism, including 5 who returned to their homes in Britain last week, about 650 detainees remain in custody at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Next month, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments from lawyers for the so-called enemy combatants who are being held without charges. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke to White House legal counsel Alberto Gonzalez about the legal arguments over the detainees.
The High Court will decide if the detainees have the right to go to American courts to seek their freedom. In the meantime, the Defense Department announced that a special panel will conduct annual reviews on the status of each detainee. White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez believes the detainees are not entitled to make a case for their release under U.S. civil law.
We really are, for all intents and purposes, at war, and so the laws of war apply, and you need not provide access to counsel. You need not provide the ability to challenge their detention in a criminal court. It would be like saying that Germans that were captured during World War II would have to be provided lawyers. The truth of the matter is the rules and procedures of our criminal justice system simply do not apply in this case.
What about the Geneva Convention?
Well, Geneva only applies with respect to signatory states. Obviously, Al-Qaeda is not a state and is not covered by the Geneva Convention.
On Tuesday, 5 detainees were released to the British. When they returned home, one was immediately released, and the next day, the 4 others were released. If they were so dangerous, why did the British release them? And if not, why were we holding them for 2 years?
Well, again, the fact that they were released doesn't mean that they were improperly detained. In this particular case, we're disappointed that the laws of Great Britain would not allow them to charge them or to detain them. They're applying their criminal justice system, and I think that's one of the difficulties that we're encountering in this war on terrorism, is what legal paradigm should apply. And what we're discovering is that sometimes the normal criminal justice system and the rules and procedures cannot handle dealing with international terrorists.
In April, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments from lawyers representing these enemy combatants, and the issue will be whether or not they have a right to challenge their detention in U.S. courts. Does the administration fear judicial oversight on this issue?
It's not a question of fearing judicial oversight. It's a question of, is judicial oversight appropriate? What the president is doing with respect to the detention of foreigners in a foreign place like Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is an executive branch decision. The judicial branch has no role in that determination. If we were talking about actions involving American citizens in the United States, then I think it is legitimate for the judicial branch to ascertain whether or not constitutional guarantees are being respected. The Supreme Court has held that in similar circumstances that it has no jurisdiction in this kind of activity by the executive branch.
How would you reassure Americans, people who worry that this is going to erode our Bill of Rights?
Well, the president is very concerned about the Bill of Rights, and what he has to juggle is this balance between protecting our country and preserving our civil liberties. And I must say that we have not been as open and as candid in describing all the processes that exist with respect to Guantanamo and also with respect to the detention of American citizens here in this country. That is something that we're attempting to correct, and that's one of the reasons I'm talking to you today.
Now, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has announced that there will be a special panel created, sort of a parole board that will annually review people who are still being detained in Guantanamo. How does that fit with your determination that there is no need to have any kind of access to legal process for the detainees?
Well, again, this is a matter of policy. This is not something that detainees are entitled to as a matter of law. It is to reassure our allies and other countries around the world and our citizens that decisions are not made arbitrarily and that we've got good processes to ensure that we're respecting everybody's rights.
When do you foresee a time when you could say that the war on terror is over and therefore the need for Guantanamo Bay and the detention process has come to an end?
Well, that is a very, very difficult question, Juan, and ultimately it'll be one that will be answered by the president. And there may not be any attacks that may occur for a year or two, and people may become complacent and think, well, maybe the war is over. But we do know, as we can read the newspapers every day, that the war clearly is not over, and this president feels an obligation to protect this country. And everything that we're doing here The president does so because he believes that they are permitted to be done under his commander-in-chief powers under the Constitution.
Alberto Gonzalez is the White House legal counsel. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.